no, sad news coming through overnight of the passing of an Irish circus legend. That's Marion Fawcett, a ring mistress who was known as one of the best in circus entertainment, passing away at the age of 71, a fourth generation circus performer. Fawcett Circus, of course, synonymous with Kerry, synonymous with the Rose of Tralee. They were 65 years appearing at the Rose of Tralee. That was last year. With me on the line to talk about this on the programme is Labour Councillor Terry O'Brien. Terry, good morning to you and thanks very much for talking to me on the programme about this very sad news to an absolute legend of Irish circus performance.
Absolutely, Jerry. Good morning to you and good morning to your listeners. There was, I was reading the weekend, you know, obviously it was announced, it was Friday or Saturday, but reading the weekend, different social media as well. It's amazing the effect that the Fawcett family, the Fawcett Circus have had across the country, reading some of the posts, you know, but in particular, I suppose, we were growing up in a Fawcett family in Tralee because they're 65 years coming to the Rose of Tralee, you know, and they were always here. It was actually funny, I think it missed 2020. Because of COVID. And I remember the son sent a lovely message to the town, you know, just wish you the best and looking forward to seeing us the following year. But no, definitely a big shock the weekend. You know, as I said, they were very, very good, very good friends of Tralee Town. I think we give them a civic reception, a civic acknowledgement on a number of occasions for what they used to do for the town and the atmosphere that they brought to that corner of the town. And everyone remembered the Fawcett Circus in the parade because they always had some messing or some animal in the past, but they always had some. The clown was always very, very funny around there. So it, as I said, it's a sad loss for Tralee too. But obviously, as Mayor of Tralee, I want to extend the sympathies of the people of Tralee to the married family and extended family in the Fawcetts. You know, because as I said, they have a special place in Tralee.
Yeah, remarkable legacy as well to what she has done over the years. She was a singer in her own right as well, but a consummate professional. Nice, yeah. And her first appearance was when she was a baby in a basket on the back of an elephant at 18 months. A lifetime.
A year and a half. That's what she said. Yeah, a year and a half was her first time on show, which was a year and a half. Yeah, was that the group of Sheba? Was it? They went to the Eurovision Song Contest for Ireland as well. Yeah, that was the biggest band. But actually, I went to a lot of her shows. I always grabbed a nephew or a niece, or I had my son and daughter down just an excuse because love going to the circuses. But Fawcett's was always particularly. I think it was Courtney Duffy's and Fawcett's. But Fawcett's was always the main one. You know that came to Tralee and. In the last few years, she'd always sing the last couple of songs, and Christ, she could chant. She was a fabulous singer. She really was a fabulous singer. She always sang the last song of each show. So, yeah, it must be a very sad time for the Fawcett family at the moment.
Yeah, certainly is. And look, the Fawcett family as well, Terry, I mean, going back through the decades, I think it was her great-grandfather that started things off. He came back from the United States where he was performing in the Buffalo Bill Wild West show, which was one of the originators, I suppose, of that level of circus and that level of performance, came, started things here, and there's a direct line for the Fawcetts in circuses, surviving throughout the decades, throughout all the recessions, all the different challenges that are there, to still be going strong. And she was a key part of that, giving 70 years really to it.
Yeah, it was the brother Robert. No, I spoke with maybe 5 or 6 years ago. In that another term as mayor, I spoke with Robert at length one night, and he told me all that about where it came from and how they had links to the States, they had links everywhere. But again, they have so much talent, there's so many different acts to this town. It's been phenomenal. And, you know, I think when we see Fawcett Circus tent going up below in Fells Point here, we know that's it. We know it's time. It's festival time. So yeah, again, look, I can't say it enough. It's we're feeling the last year in Tralee today for Fawcett family, because they have a very special part in our folklore here in Tralee, you know.
They certainly do, Terry. Well, listen, look, thanks so much for taking time to talk to us in the programme about that this morning. That is Labour Councillor and Mayor of Tralee, Terry O'Brien, paying tribute to the late Marion Fawcett, who passed away at the age of 71. Our thoughts are with the Fawcett family and the wider friends and acquaintances for her down through the decades. Our thoughts are with them this morning. Marion's late parents, Herta Pohorsky and Teddy Fawcett, were married in 1953, and her first Rose of Tralee with the circus when she was 5 years of age, when it was an open event in Tralee Town Park. So there you go. If you have a view on that, your own memories of her as a performer or a singer with Sheba, get in touch with us on the show.